They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and he broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice,
"Jesus, Son of the Most High God, in God's name, don't torture me."
When Jesus had said to him,
"Come out of this man, you evil spirit,"
then Jesus asked him,
"What is your name?"
"My name is Legion. We are many."
And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus,
"Send us among the pigs! Allow us to go into them!"
He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said,
"Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you."
So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him,
"My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live."
So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought,
"If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed."
Immediately her bleeding stopped, as she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked,
"Who touched my clothes?"
"You see the people crowding against you,"
his disciples answered.
"And yet you can ask who touched me?"
But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her,
"Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader.
"Your daughter is dead,"
they said.
"Why bother the teacher anymore?"
Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him,
"Don't be afraid. Just believe."
He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them,
"Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep."
But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her,
"Talitha kum,"
which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessings, 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 my Royal Platinum Eagle Leadership family. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the last Thursday of this year. Woohoo! Hallelujah. My God, in a matter of 4 days, we'll be going into our new year. Are you excited? My God, I pray that you all are truly, truly, truly excited about all the things that God has done for us this year and all the miraculous and mighty things that he's doing in the upcoming year, because this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. It is mighty, magnificent, majestic in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made for you, you, and you. We're going to rejoice, celebrate, and praise, and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we petition and demand you. Oh, Lord, we petition and demand you. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Before we go into the study, just lay hands on your belly and says, "Out of my belly." Come on, say it with me. And for all of you that's listening live, for all of you that's listening to the recording, this is for all of you. Lay hands on your belly right now because I'm doing it with you. And say, "Out of my belly shall flow, gush out, cascade of multiple outlets of living active water." Hallelujah. You just activated your whole new anointing already working in you right now for 2019. Come on now. You already working. You already then activated the whole new anointing for your life. My God, somebody should just begin to just praise him and worship him, because he's mighty and he's magnificent. And, oh, my God, the blessings, the overflow, the newness that he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to you on today with our last study for the year. Actually, I really, truly wanted to do this study next year, but God had let me know, no, this is something that must be taught to the body of Christ. So for all of you listening for other countries, this recording will definitely be here for you. So listen in, and it's so awesome, it's 9-11 right now, and you know what Psalms 91:1 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the shadow of the Almighty, this I decree and declare, the Lord, he alone is my refuge, he is my God and my place of safety, in him I trust." So it's so awesome that it's 9-11 right now where I am, is because God let us know that this message is he's hiding us in a secret place. Hallelujah, he's hiding us in the shadow of the Almighty God, my God. And so this teaching on today is a teaching that I tell you, it's been 15 years, next year be 15 years since I've been with, oh my God, with God nonstop, and almost 11 years since I've been in ministry next year. And I promise you, this right here, oh my God, that's why I tell people, I don't care who you are, what position you hold in ministry, how old you are, how long you've been in church, God will teach you new things, and you will learn new things, and you will find out that some of the things that you thought you were doing were really not the things that God really desired you to. Because, see, God has to see us in a realm of maturity first before he reveals his secrets to us. And some people sometimes get mad that, you know, maybe God is revealing something to Prophet Horseshoe or Apostle Love, and then Pastor Sing Sing, and, you know, Evangelist Give It. You know, they get to a point where they get, you know, like, why is he revealing that to him, or why is he revealing that to her? But it's a realm of maturity that he can trust you with his secrets. See, remember, 2 Peter 3 and Psalms 90 lets us know a day is 1,000 years to the Lord and 1,000 years to a day. So to us, it may seem 15, 20, 30 years, but to God, that's thousands and eternity, millennium time. And so he had to see you in a place where he can trust you with his mysteries and trust you with his revelations, that he could begin to give you his insight to share with his people, therefore that their lives can be changed and can be made whole. He's given us a place where he can insert his kingdom, oh my God, his kingdom revelation, his kingdom documents, his kingdom word inside of us. So therefore, we can begin to speak his truth unto the nations and their lives to be changed, made whole, and made free. Hallelujah. And one thing I love about this year going out, 18, that is the year of new beginnings. And even though we're ending this year of new beginnings, we're also starting a new revelation. Oh my God, somebody gonna catch that. Even though we're ending this year of new beginnings, we're also starting our new revelation. We're starting our new divine frequency. We're broadcasting live. We're supernatural. We're broadcasting on many frequencies and many channels. We learned this in our university. As a matter of fact, it was the beginning of the year in January. Our first semester and our first class was the seven dimensions of the kingdom of God. And one of the things we learned about the seven channels of God. And so God have many channels. See, we're not always on the same channel. And that don't mean that we're not connected, but some of us on different channels. Even if we're in the same place, we still be on different channels. It's kind of like at my house. We have so many TVs here and so many laptops and devices. And we'd be in the same house but not watching the same thing. Well, we can be watching the same thing, one in one room, one in the other room, one in the living room or the dining room area. But however, it can be a different, maybe a forward or backwards or whatever it may be, but it's a different channel. And so that's what God is doing for us. He's giving us a different channel that we broadcast on. And so he's allowing us to be in tune and tapped in and turned on to the Holy Spirit for his revelation of his kingdom mysteries and, oh my God, and his oracles. And so I'm excited tonight. This teaching tonight, oh my God, is going to teach us. Oh my God, I'm telling you, since God revealed this to me in November, during the time I was on a healthcation, and it was much needed because during this healthcation, I learned two things. I learned the truth about a man, which is me, man, and I just shared that in teachings. You can go back to last week's teaching and listen to that Sunday worship explosion. And then I learned about this a few days later, and it blessed my life. And God, I really desired to shift to the new year to give people new manna, but God said, no, this is new manna now. When you give this now, this is when it is. And I'm telling you, this teaching is so powerful. And I love when the Bible said in the book of Revelation, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And here in Iron Ruby, we call it bestimony. And I'm telling you, this teaching right here, when I tell you it really is supposed to have been given out. Oh, this teaching almost not even got recorded today. This teaching almost, I didn't even allow me to study because everything was trying to come to keep this from coming out. But I praise God. Hallelujah. I lift his name up for him, allowing us to be here today to have all these different outlets, all these different channels, and all these different ways to broadcast this message, and that this message will be here even 10, 20 years from now. This teaching will be here for the world to hear to transform their lives. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of Proverbs 30:4. Hallelujah. So if you're following along or you're listening to the playback, you can get that. But I'm coming out of two different translations on tonight. So I'm going to come out of New Living Translation first and a Common Jewish Bible. Hallelujah. But before we get ready and get into the word of the Lord, let's begin to just worship him. Worship him right where you are. Hallelujah. Give his name praise. Uplift him up. Hallelujah. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the shifting in your anointing. He's worthy of the kingdom power in your anointing. He's worthy of your voice echoing to his name, to his heavens, to his throne room. Hallelujah. To his street. Hallelujah. He's worthy to hear you say his name, oh Lord. He's worthy for you to say, I love you, Jesus. He's worthy to say, I love you, my Abba Father. He's worthy of the divine praise. Hallelujah. If he healed you, you can all year, you can say he's worthy. Hallelujah. If he waking you up all year, you can say he's worthy. If he done mighty things in your life, you can say he's worthy. If he protect you from seen and unseen hurt, harm, and danger, he's worthy. Hallelujah. If he bless you financially, he's worthy. If he gave you something to eat, he's worthy. My God, you got activity in your limbs, he's worthy. If you got somewhere warm to lay your head, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Oh my God, he's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises. He inhabits the utterance. He inhabits the worship of his children, of his people. And so he just, I'm telling you, words can't express of how mighty he is and how magnificent he is and how glorious he is. He's a glorious God. I'm telling you, would you rather be connected to anything else greater than him? Would you rather be connected to anything else greater than the Almighty God, Elohim, El Shaddai, Yahweh, Ori, the Lord that illuminates? Come on now. He illuminates everything that he touches, everything that comes in his presence, everything that mentions his name, God. He illuminates that. Everything that say Yahweh, he illuminates that. Everything that say Adonai, he illuminates that. Everything that comes into connection to who he is, he illuminates it. Oh, my God. He put light, for the Lord is light. He said, I am light of the world. Come on now. That's what Jesus said. You got to know because you connected to him. You are the light of the world, too. Oh, my God. You're not, my God, a lamp that's sitting under a house, under a hill, so the world cannot see. But you are light sitting up, oh, my God, on top of the hill so everybody can see that you are the light connected to the Almighty Father. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when I begin to think about how great he is, when I begin to think about just how much he loves us, and it's so funny because, and it's not funny, but it kind of is, he loves us when we don't even feel like loving ourselves. He appreciates us when we don't appreciate ourselves. He loves us even in the midst of all our negative thoughts. Come on now. He celebrates us when we think we can't, and he tells us you can. Oh, my God. He when we murmur and complain and fuss and just get in our way, he still pushes us and catapults us to the next dimension. He gives us promotions that we honestly know we're not worthy of, because if the truth be told, we're not even doing half of the things he told us to do. But yet he promotes us and loves us, and we cannot give his name glory? Woo! Celebrate him, because he's the best thing that ever happened to any of us. Ah, my God, hallelujah. I know most people say, well, my children is the best thing that happened to you. They are one of the tops, okay? They are the top, maybe top five or whatever it may be. But know this, they're not better than God, okay? They're not. Your children can't heal you. Your children can't make you whole. Your children can't make you free. Your children can't take away your pain, hurt, and sorrow. Your children can't do any of that. Your children cannot give you a breakthrough. Your children cannot reveal revelations unto them. See, because that's why you're there in their lives, to help them. They can give you some revelations when God utilizes them as a vessel, but they cannot. You cannot call in your children's name and be healed and made whole. But however, him. Who is him? The Almighty God. Who is him? Jesus. Who is him? The Holy Spirit. Who is him? The Trinity. The triumph. Oh, my God. And we can go on and on and on. And I'm just so grateful and thankful unto him on tonight. Hallelujah. This will not be a long study, because I'm telling you, we'll be talking hours. They will kick us off if we get into this. And one thing about it is, everyone who's listening into the recording, you can go into imandruby.ning.com for right now. And you can go into the inbox, which is your individual form, and send me any questions, comments, remarks. You can go on Facebook, or you can go into Twitter. You can go into Instagram. You can go into our Google page. You can go into our LinkedIn page. You can go into many pages that we're connected to. I'm a Ruby Network on Facebook. I'm a Ruby group, our classrooms, whatever, any channels that or outlets that we have, you can ask any questions from tonight. Hallelujah. Now, coming out of Proverbs 30 and 4. Now, I promise you this, and if any of you guys know my daughter, Prophet Lucretia, you can ask her. She'll tell you that this is one of the, verses that the Lord gave us a long time ago. But I thought this was for one thing, but I found out it's for something else. Hallelujah. Well, it's for it's all deeper revelation this time around. All right, I'm coming out the NLT first, and then I'm going to come back with Proverbs 30 and 4 out of the Common Jewish Bible. And the word of the Lord says, who but God goes up to heaven and comes back down? Now, that's a question. And that's a question to definitely be answered. Who holds the wind in his fist? Who wraps up the oceans in his cloak? Who has created the whole wide world? What is his name and his son's name? Tell me if you know. My God. Now, I'm going to break down in a minute what God shared this with me over a decade ago, about what this means and what he given me now. Proverbs 30 and 4 in the Common Jewish Bible says, who has gone up to heaven and come down? who has cupped the wind in the palms of his hands, who has wrapped up the waters in his cloak, who established all the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name? Surely you know. Now, question, my God, very deep question. Do anyone know really what is God's name and what is his son's name? Hallelujah. Now, I learned this about the scripture in 2005. I learned about the truth of this scripture when God revealed his name, Yahweh and Yahshua, to me back when I had surgery on my bladder, when I had taken out the bladder C word out of my body. And it was so awesome because God had given me a Pneumati vision. And if any of you who came in through the PRU, Platinum Ruby University, we learned what Pneumati visions mean. And it is a dream within a dream that you're having a real life encounter with God, and it seems real. You can feel everything. And in this Pneumati vision, the Lord revealed to me the burning bush when he was revealing to Moses that I am that I am. Read and meditate on Exodus 3, 14 and 15. So when he revealed this to me back in 2005, after I had the vision, I felt the heat, like it was like the after effects of the burning sensation on me. Now, I just had surgery literally like that day before because I just got to the hospital the next day. And I mean, I had like catheters and tubes and everything, barely can move. But when I waking up, I jumped up because I had to lay on the couch, couldn't go up the stairs. And when I waking up by myself, I was like, Yahweh, 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 oh my God, it's Yahweh. And so, make the long story short, God revealed that to me. So at that time, I was a babe in Christ, like about a year and a half in. So at that time, I went to my fellow sisters who I love so much, and I told them about it, and they told me I was young. I didn't know what I was talking about, and I needed to get more grounded in God. So they took me to my spiritual leader at the time, he took me into his office. And they tried to rebuke me and told him I need to sit down. At the time, I was on a prayer warrior team, and I was on a praise team. And so they said I need to sit down or whatever because I'm telling some unbiblical truth. You know, I didn't know God's name is not Yahweh, and Jesus' name is surely not Yahshua. It's Jesus and God. That's the only name it is, only two names it is. And I said, well, I'm telling you what he told me, and I don't know why. At the time, you know, I was a babe. You know, I knew my gifts. I knew I had something great, and I knew at the time then I was an evangelist. But I wasn't walking in. I wasn't even ordained at all then. But I knew for a fact that I had something great in me, and I knew that God revealed to me, and I wasn't taking that back for nobody. I don't care what. They wasn't going to make me think that I thought I saw it, I thought I heard it. It was the real truth. You know how people, you know what you heard, you know what you saw, but people make you think that, you know? So I didn't argue because I didn't believe in God. I was just afraid to argue or fuss over God's word because after I read that, you know, he's not all the confusion. Don't argue over it. I just didn't do it. So my spiritual leader at the time kicked everybody out. He told me to get out, and he left me in there. And I just knew then he's going to set me down. At the time, I was like, I don't care. I'll sit down, you know, because it's about, you know, doing God's will. I didn't even get upset. I didn't cry. I didn't get fearful. I was like, okay, I'll sit down for a little bit. As long as I know I told the truth, they're going to remember this forever. And so he asked me, he said, Sister Shana, he said, who told you about this information that you share with your sister? Who told you? And he said, did somebody tell you this? Did you read this? Did you see this on TV? I told him, I never in my life ever read this before in my life until now. Ain't nobody ever told me anything. I said, everything that I'm telling you right now, it came to me in my sleep right after I had surgery. And I promise you, his eyes lit up. He said, oh, God is going to use you so mightily. And he told me that it was the truth. Everything that I said, God's name is Yahweh and Jesus' name is Yahshua. And he told me that. And he told me to really get deep in my studies and stuff like that. And so after that, that was my first connection to really tapping into studying. So, I mean, I'm telling you, when I tell you every day, every night, I was studying, getting killed in scriptures and all that type of stuff. To make the long story short is that in 2005, I shared this scripture, Proverbs 30 and 4, with my children, my spiritual family, and everybody, period. I just thought I just knew this eternal scripture of God's hidden rhema in it. I thought that this only just mean Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? I thought it mean Yahshua. You know, what is his name? What is his son's name? Tell me, do you know? Surely you know. I'm thinking this is what this is. But God bringing it back into my attention 13 and a half years later. Oh, my God. This is one of the most divine revelations and mystery I have ever encountered. You understand me? Like, this is one of the most divine scriptures that so many people miss it in the body of Christ. And so on tonight, God is really truly getting us into a place where we don't miss this ever again. We don't miss this truth to this teaching. Oh, my God. I have my laptop. Oh, my God. And I was listening to someone pray during my health station. And I was listening to somebody pray or whatever, and I would not reveal that person's name. But they're very, very huge. And I was listening to them pray, and out the blue, oh, my God, out the blue, after almost two decades, I just said to myself, I said, why do everyone say in the name of Jesus? Like, why do everybody say the name of Jesus or in Jesus' name? And I never, do you hear me? In almost 15 years, I've never in my life had that thought, ever. Not said it to myself, not even questioned it, nothing. Because I was taught, okay, I was taught. Now I'm going to be real with you. I can't speak for anyone else except the sound of my voice, but I was taught, you know, say in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, you know, whenever you do. And so I learned, God had taught me how to stop binding. He taught me how to do this and do that. And it was just funny. And I said it to myself. So I was about to rebuke that thought and send that deep to the dry place and cast out all vague imaginations. And right before I did that, before I even thought about rebuking it, our God said, I'm glad you asked. I will tell you why. And I said back to myself, speaking back to the spirit, I don't know if anybody else can do that, but when God speaks to me inwardly, he allows me to speak back inwardly. And so I was like, my God, go ahead. Let me get my notebook. Let me get my laptop. Let me get my phone. Let me go ahead and get this. So I sit in my bed with my laptop, my phone, my tablets, everything. My God in the kingdom. And the kingdom information and dimensional truth that came from this study, I was like, OMG. Like, I was like, God speak to me for your child, your daughter, your servant is listening. I mean, it was like the words, the revelation, the truth that came from this shift my life. Do you hear me? From the information that we're going to learn on tonight, it shift my life for a few things. Just as we learned last week about me men on last Sunday, how when God had really taught me that to say and things like that, my whole health tests I've been taking 14 years came back not good at all, came back positive, came back abnormal, came back finally normal and negative. Come on now. I mean, from these two together, me men, and saying, my God, in Jesus' name, properly saying it properly, wow. Tonight's topic is the truth about Jesus' name. The truth. We're going to learn the truth on tonight. And we're going to have scripture. And if you guys, any of you guys have any questions, any remarks or comments or concerns, please inbox, text, on any outlets that we have, because I'm definitely excited about this. But you're going to have all the scriptures, all the truth. You can do, and it's going to bless your life. And I also, before we go forward with the scriptures, I decree and declare and command God that you said, Jesus, that anyone has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church of the body of Christ. I decree and command that everyone listen to the sound of our voice, that they begin to listen with a spiritual ear, and they will begin to have a revelation, and that Elizabeth and Mary leaping will take place in their belly. And they will hear the words that comes out of our mouths, and they will have the revelation to transform, shift, and change their lives to walk in their divine purpose. I decree and declare, God, that this truth will allow them to see your manifestation take place faster than it ever has in their entire life as they've been walking forth as your child. And then they will begin to see your hand stretch forth in their lives. I decree and declare it to be done in it so, and not one word fall to the ground in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Let's get started on this powerful study. John 16:24 in the Name to God Bible says, so far, you haven't asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive so that you can be completely happy. Now, why did you think Jesus said that? So far, you haven't asked anything in my name. Ask and you receive so that you can be completely happy. Wow. Let me say that again. So far, you haven't asked for anything in my name. Ask and you receive so that you can be completely happy. Now, I'm asking you a question. And I need whoever is listening in to answer this question. And remember this. Write this down as you hear me ask this question, because I'm going to say it twice so you can understand and hear it. All these years in your life that you've been with the Lord and you've been saying in Jesus' name, and I need you to be honest because this is going to help you be free. And if you say you are, that's great. And if you say somewhat, that's fine. You say no, that's great too. Whatever it is, I just need you to be honest so you can get the true freedom of complete happiness on tonight. It says, so far, you haven't asked anything in my name. Ask and you receive so that you can be completely happy. Two questions. All these years you've been saying in the name of Jesus or in Jesus' name, have you really truly received anything that you have asked for? Like, I'll say 85% of the time. And it's okay if you say no, yes, whatever, that's fine. Because if you have received things 85% of the time, that's great, because now you're going to receive it 185% of the time after you find out this truth. So it's awesome. Hallelujah. If you say no, that's great, because you're going to receive and see and obtain and take ownership of all the things that he has given you on tonight. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. Next question. Since you've been saying in the name of Jesus or in Jesus' name, have you really truly been completely happy in your mind, your heart, your soul, and your spirit, or even in your life, in your ministry, in your finances, any area of your life? Have you really been completely happy as Jesus said that we should? He said, so far you haven't asked for anything in my name. But Lord, yes, I have. I've been saying in the name of Jesus for the last 25 years. I've been saying in Jesus' name for the last 25 years. And I've been seeing you do things in my life. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to honor when you say Jesus point blank, my child. I'm going to forever honor that because you said my name. But have you really utilized my name? Have you really utilized who I am? Have you really asked for anything in my name? Because, see, when you ask anything in my name, I will give it to you so that you can be completely happy, because that is my, oh, my God, that is my desire for you to be completely happy. My God. So these are the questions that you should ask yourself, and I would love feedback from it. Since you've been saying in the name of Jesus, have you truly, really received or obtained anything you asked for to 85% or maybe less or more, whatever it may be, since you've been saying in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name? And have you really, truly been completely happy in your mind, heart, soul, and spirit, your ministry, your business, your family's life, your finances, life, your businesses, truly the way that Jesus is expressing us to, the way he's really giving us expressions, he's really giving us biblical expressions here. Have you really been completely happy? Wow. That's something to make you go, huh? Yeah. John 16:26, name of God says, when that day comes, I love this one, you will ask for what you want in my name. I'm telling you that. Have to ask the Father for you. You see that? Because, see, the day has come now. Okay, because John 16 already lets us know. It's already coming and it's already, the time is coming and it's already here. Okay, so it's coming, but it's here too at the same time. So, oh my God. So he lets us know when that day comes, you will ask for what you want, what you desire, what you yearn for, what you're praying about, what's in your inward man. You asking in my name. I'm telling you what I have, want. He said, I'm telling you that I won't have to ask the Father for you. Why? Because you know what to say. Wow. When does that day come? Now. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. Father God, in Jesus, cover my mind, cover my heart, soul, and spirit in Jesus. Have your way in me in Jesus. Complete me in Jesus. Reign on my family in Jesus. Oh, my God, open up the doors of the heavens in Jesus. Empower me in Jesus. Uplift me in Jesus. Oh, my God, open up a financial door in Jesus. Bless the business in Jesus. Bless my family in Jesus. Have your way in Jesus. Cover me in Jesus. Rain and shine your light and your truth upon me in Jesus. Open up my ears so I can hear what you're saying to me in Jesus. Allow me to perform miracles, manifestations, signs, and marvels in Jesus. Teach me your biblical truth in Jesus so that I can teach the way to others and they should return to you in Jesus. Not one word fall to the ground in Jesus' name. Amen. See? Not in Jesus' name, not in the name of Jesus. Now, good question. Say, for example, Lord, give us somebody. Okay. Say, for example, Damon John, he's one of the Shark Tanks. He's the one that did FUBU, Cujo, and all those things. Say, for example, he said, okay, Apostle Shana, I need you. You can go to this place. Go to Square Deal. And when you go to Square Deal, they're going to open up a door for you, but you use my name. So he got pulled. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a multi-hundred-time millionaire, created great things on Shark Tank, writing books, you know, clothing line for like the last 30 years. You know, okay, cool. I got this. So I'm going to go to Square Deal. I'm going to go in there and say, hi, can I speak to, let's say, the COO, Mr. Grammarly. I need to speak to Mr. Grammarly. Okay, Max, who needs to see him, who's here? My name is Tashana Wiley, and Damon John told me to let him know that he recommended me. Boom. You see that? I didn't go in there and say that I am Tashana Wiley, and in the name of Damon John told me to recommend. He recommended me, or Damon John's name. You see that? I went in there to use his name. That's it. Point blank, Damon John. See that? That's the same way that you guys, my God, can utilize the name of the Lord. That's why he said, so far you haven't asked any for anything in my name. See, remember, the Bible is prophetic mysteries, prophetic revelations, prophetic utterance, prophetic divine orders of things to happen in the future, the present and the future. So as Jesus was speaking this, he already knew we wasn't asking for anything in his name. He already knew that it was going to be taught wrong in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. It's going to work for you, of course, if you saying Jesus, all demonic forces, satanic attacks, and every type of infant, unclean, no-name spirit, of course, is going to listen to this name. But when you say it correctly, he said, ask and you receive so that you can be completely happy. See that? John 16:26 says, when that day comes, you will ask for what you want in my name. I'm telling you that I won't have to ask the Father for you. Why? Because you already know the hookup. You already got the plug. You got the inside scoop. You see? Because in Jesus, Matthew 24:14, Names of God says, this good news about the kingdom will be spread throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. See, it's time now. This is a testimony to all nations to teach us and to understand how to properly use the Lord's name. Just imagine, you just think about this. So we're going to get, I'm not trying to get ahead of ourselves because we're going to get here soon in Mark 16, but just think for a minute. If you, all the things that happened in your life, if you properly would have just said Jesus' name correctly, the manifestations that take place, imagine that. Just imagine that. Just think about that for a second. Jesus said, in my name, you are able to heal the sick and cast out demons. Matthew 10:8, right? Oh, my God. Guess what the new revelation is? I am healed in Jesus. I'm healed by Jesus. And I'm made whole by the blood of Jesus. See that? I'm not healed in Jesus' name. I'm not healed in the name of Jesus, but I'm healed in Jesus because that's his name, Jesus. Even if you want to even do Jesus, the son of Nazareth, or Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's fine, but you're not saying in the name of Jesus or in his name. Like right now, if you go somewhere and say, Apostle Tashana recommended me, right? You're not going to say in the name of Apostle Tashana Wiley or in Apostle Tashana Wiley's name. You're going to just give that person name. If you go somewhere and you say, you go somewhere and you use based on the founder of, one of the founders of Twitter, you're not going to say in Biz Stone name or Biz, in the name of Biz Stone. You're going to say his name. And you're going to get doors open for you. The same way when you say in Jesus, doors are going to open. I am healed by Jesus. Doors are going to open. You can even say, I am healed by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Doors are going to open. You tell anyone to use your name for reference, business, product, or a service, you are not going to say in that person's name or in the name of that person. You're going to just use their first or last name. Oh, my God. You're going to say that that person name recommended you or told you to come. My God, help us on tonight. If you call somewhere and they say, who recommends you or how did you find out about us? You will not say in the name of that individual. You will say Tashana Wiley or Apostle Tashana Wiley. You see what I'm saying? So you could say in Jesus Christ of Nazareth or in Jesus' name or Jesus the Son of God or whatever, but not in the name of Jesus or in Jesus' name. And this is the major thing. If you strictly, seriously think about it, it was taught behavior. It was generational habits of what we learned from the church. If we go back and we think about this, this is what it is. My God. Ooh, Jesus. Have you noticed when we say the blood of Jesus or by the blood of Jesus or the blood, it works and we see faster results than saying in the name of Jesus or in Jesus' name? Why? Because you're not saying in the name of the blood of Jesus or in the blood of the name of Jesus. We're saying the blood of Jesus. Boom. There you go. The blood of Jesus. Or by the blood of Jesus or the blood. And boom, everything shifts. Everything comes silent. Everything falls off. Why? Because you're using it correctly. One of the greatest tricks that the no-names use for the body of Christ, for the church, is to give them untaught doctrine, to give them untaught dogma, to teach them things that will not come into alignment with God's word. That's why it's all these different religions. If you go back there, Jesus didn't talk about no religion. He talked about the kingdom. Back then, they was all one Lord, one faith, one baptism. They was all walking in the same thing. He said you could baptize in what? The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Boom. He didn't say, oh, my God. He didn't say, baptize in the name of Jesus, baptize in the name of God. He said, boom, all together as a whole. My God. Ooh, Jesus. Have you noticed that? When you say the blood of Jesus, boom, by the blood of Jesus, boom, or the blood, it works so fast. You know what? When we use the blood of Jesus, every door and portals of the heavens unleashes it to us. My God, we thank you. Oh, my God, Ruach HaKodesh, the truth of your Holy Spirit. My God, Ruach HaKodesh means the Holy Spirit, and we're going to learn more about that on tonight. Matthew 8:20 in Common Jewish Bible says, for wherever two or three are assembled in my name, I am there with them. Now, he said that plain as day, but we've been missing that, though. We've been thinking that we got to be saying, oh, okay, all of us together in the name of Jesus, or in Jesus' name, he here. No, for whoever two or three assemble in Jesus, I am there with them. Oh, my God. Whoever is on one accord in Jesus, I am there with them. Whoever worship my name in Jesus, I am in the midst of them. Whoever, my God, say that they are desiring to give their life over to Christ in Jesus, I am there with them. See? When we assemble in Jesus, my God. Matthew 19:29 Amplified says, and anyone and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive many, even 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. See that? This is dynamic right here. He said, anyone who leaves something for his namesake, what is his namesake? Just Jesus. Not in the name of Jesus or in Jesus' name. Just Jesus. Just a simple word, just Jesus. See, when you leave your family, your mother, your husband, your child, your aunt, your uncles, your business, whatever, for Jesus, he going to bless your life. See that? For his namesake, which is Jesus. When you do that, my God, it bless your life. Wow. It bless your life. It shifts your life. It transforms your life because you're doing it for Jesus. Well, Lord, I did all this in the name of Jesus. I did all this by the name of Jesus. I did all this in Jesus' name. No, just in Jesus. John 3:12, names of God, says, if you don't believe me when I tell you about things on earth, how will you believe me when I tell you about things in heaven? My God. Jesus is letting us know he has given us limitless understanding to the heavenly things. Therefore, we can walk in divine fivefold ministry power of God hand in the earth. You see that? He letting us know if you don't understand when I'm giving you things about the earth, How would you understand me if I tell you things about the heaven? He was letting them know already then, and they still didn't get it. He was speaking to Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, and he still didn't get it. He was talking to the people of God who walked to him daily, and they still did not get it. My God. Mark 9:39, the Common Jewish Bible says, but Yahshua said, don't stop him, because no one who works a miracle in my name will soon after be able to say anything bad about me. You see that? In my name, in Jesus. I decree and declare and command a supernatural miracle of your life in Jesus. Cover them with your precious knowledge, wisdom, and revelation in Jesus. And cast out all demonic forces in Jesus. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in Jesus. Just saying that is so, powerful, dynamic, Oz, Koa, all the revelations and authorities of power in every language. Words can't even express. See that? You should be healed in Jesus. Your mind is made free in Jesus. You should understand the revelations, the knowledge, and the truth that God has given you in Jesus. See that? Woo, my God. My God, my God. See that? So that's why Jesus said, don't stop him. Oh, no. He's working miracles in my name. He got it. You're trying to stop somebody got the revelation here. You're trying to stop somebody that know what the heavenly things is. Because you mad because you only know earthly things. So you're trying to stop him. But don't stop him, because anybody that says anything in my name, Jesus, he will soon be able not to say anything bad about me at all. Come on now. And then we've been wondering why people say they serve God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but then they talk so bad and negative. Why? Because they're not using the name properly or correctly. My God. Mark 16:17-18, Amplified. It says, and these attesting signs will accompany those who believe in my name, in Jesus. See that? They will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages, they will pick up serpents, and even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will get well. My God. Whew. This means, this right here is so self-explanatory, like for real. Like, I had a field day with this all at once. Like, I was like, wow, I read Mark 16, taught Mark 16, prophesied Mark 16. Like, this is so like, oh, my Lord, Jesus, like, I'm telling you. Like, God even had us write a Bible, a couple of them, and it just don't mean nothing compared to what really is being taught. Like, I'm telling you, you got to open up. You got to allow the Lord to stretch forth in you like dope. It's one of the revelations of the seven kingdoms of heaven. Matter of fact, the first revelation, dimensions of heaven, where he stretched out in you like a canopy. You got to allow the Holy Spirit, the Lord, to stretch out in you like a canopy, that he will begin to just pour in information. My God. This means, I cast out demonic forces in Jesus. This is what the scripture means. I'm speaking new marketable languages in Jesus. I'm picking up snakes in Jesus, and it cannot hurt me. If I drink anything poison, it cannot touch me in Jesus. And I'm laying hands on the sick, they are recovered and repaired in Jesus. My God, now I felt that thing. That is a Romeric and Logos word all together right there. That's the word of the year, fresh off the press. Hallelujah. Woo! My God. Why do you think the body of Christ has not taught us this? Or why is it hidden? That's a question. I really want feedback on that. Why do we think the body of Christ has not taught us this? Or why is it hidden? Why is all these people that we see and people is like sending all their money to and their brother when they hit in town, they run to them, or if they got a conference coming in their town or whatever, or if they in their town they go to it. But I mean, it could be somebody taught this. I don't know. I never heard of it, but it could be, could not. I have no clue. But why? Why is the body of Christ not teaching us the proper way to say Jesus, proper way to use his name, proper way to really cast out, proper way to understand our vision, dreams, and revelation? Hallelujah. I can give you an answer, but I'm not. I'm going to wait till you guys hit me up, and then I'm going to talk to you about it. We're going to have a great dialogue on this. Matter of fact, I'm going to Iman Ruby probably by tomorrow and put up a whole discussion forum so you guys can just comment on it. I'm going to set it up so then you guys can just comment on your questions so we can keep it going, so all of us can have a whole outline on it. It's going to be awesome. Mark 4:22, Names of God Bible says, there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. There's nothing kept secret that will not come to light. You see that? See, this stuff been hidden to us for years. Do you not know my auntie, well, she's my mom tea. She passed away. She transitioned at 86 years old and didn't know this truth. My grandmother who raised me passed away at, I think she was 82 and did not know this. I had an aunt who transitioned at 105 and did not know this. I had an aunt who transitioned who was 102, and she's like, lately, she's like one of the oldest people who they had a big thing to celebrate when she didn't know this, and she stayed in the church. Matter of fact, her son is a bishop. Come on now. My God. Jesus is letting us know in Mark 4:22, he's revealing all secret things that is hidden, and it is coming out in the open for all of us to know and comprehend and to understand his comprehension and then share it with the body of Christ. My God. John 14:13, Thomas Jewish Bible says, in fact, whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that my Father may be glorified in the Son. You see that? Whatever we ask in his name, in Jesus, he's going to do. Now, I know we've read this before in many translations, especially a lot of us that, you know, go into the King James, we've read this many times, and been saying stuff all the in Jesus. I mean, I'm saying we, because trust me, I'm in the number, okay? I'm out the number now, but I was in the number for almost two decades, okay? We going down through that in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. I know y'all have heard lately whenever I ain't been saying in Jesus, now I've been saying in Jesus. I know you can go back and listen to recordings or see some messages or something post up. Why? Because I'm telling you, like, seriously, like, ain't no way, no how God give us all this information to not share and not comprehend it and share with his people to get free. You know how the kids say, stay woke, allow us to stay awake. My God. Have you noticed that you have said a lot of things in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, and you have not seen even I would do? You see some of the things we all do. But I'm talking about, like, real deal, like, way Jesus is breaking it down. Whatever you ask in my name, I would do, so that my Father will be glorified in the Son. John 14:14, the Common Jewish Bible says, if you ask me for something in my name, I will do it. Point blank, hands down. If you ask me for anything in Jesus, I'll do it. So what you want, what you desire, just ask me. I'll give you the nation of your inheritance, enter into your possession. Just ask me what it is, what it's going to be like, what do you desire? Oh, you desire this in Jesus? Okay, done. You healed in Jesus? Done. You made whole in Jesus? Done. You want to walk in the new apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, pastor, or teacher anointing? Done. You want new revelations and mysteries and secrets? Done. My God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, speak to us. Whatever it is that you ask me, whatever it is you seek me for, whatever it is that you understand who I am, it is done for you. It is done. My God. Hallelujah. The phone blanked out. We rebuke it. We cast it out now in Jesus. No weapon formed against his broadcast will come against his phone shall prosper, and every demonic force that rise up against us shall fall in judgment and be condemned in Jesus. Huh. Greater he, the Holy Spirit, my God, in us and anything in this world, in Jesus. We're healed, made whole. The line is healed, made whole, and the blood covers now in Jesus. And amen. Hallelujah. My God. John 14:26 says, in the Common Jewish Bible, says, but the counselor, the Ruach HaKodesh, that's what we said earlier, which means the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. That is, he will remind you of everything I have said to you. Now, John 14:26, we're going to break this down in three different versions so you can hear it in different translations. We just read the Common Jewish Bible version, and then we're going to do the Amplified in the Names of God. And we're going to do this because it's this Jesus letting us know in three different translations, and even in all translations, that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach Kodesh, is going to give us, the Lord sent this in Jesus. He sent the Holy Spirit in Jesus. It would teach us everything. Everything, it will remind us of things that was already said. Like the Lord gave me Proverbs 30:4 back in 2005, and I thought he meant just for Yahweh and Yahshua, but he was telling me this stuff back then, but I didn't listen. But see, now he bring that thing back to my remembrance. See that? Oh, my God. And this is what I asked God. I said, God, so I must wasn't open to the portal. I mean, like, I wasn't. You know, like I tell people all the time, I do a lot of stuff a day. And I really grind for the kingdom and productive and fruitful. But I promise you, I miss it too, okay? Not everybody gets it all the time. You can be in tuned in, tapped in, and still not connect to that portal, still not listening to what that is that God wants you to share right now. See what I'm saying? And so I was like, Lord, in Jesus, forever let a portals be open to what you need me to know to share to your people. Because think how far along all of us would have been if God would, if I'd allowed that portal to be open 13 years ago to know this, or even during that time before then. See what I'm saying? But it's okay, though, now, because we have it now. And we're going to move forward, and we will not be stopped in Jesus. We're walking in a new anointing that my God would transform everything that's connected to us, because we're connected to the true vine. We connect to the resurrection and the life in Jesus. Woo! John 14:26, the Amplified Version says, but the comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit. I love all those names it gives the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, see, in my place, to represent me and to act on my behalf. Jesus' name, in Jesus, is a representation of him and acting on his behalf. So he had no choice but to honor that word. Did you hear that? Let me say this again. The Holy Spirit is in the place of Jesus to represent him and to act on his behalf. So when we say, we lay hands on somebody and say, be healed in Jesus, boom. Jesus, it's an advocate. It's a standby. It's a strengthener. It's a counselor. It's a helper. It's an intercessor to work on our behalf. It works on the behalf of Jesus. So it got no choice but to honor the word, Jesus. I command this lifeless body to rise up and live in Jesus. Boom. It's going to live because Jesus is there to stand by, because the Holy Spirit is the advocate, the strengthener of Jesus, and it has no choice but to work on your behalf. It says he will teach you all things. See that? All things. Like what we're learning right now. I promise you ain't a human soul taught me this. It all came from the Holy Spirit. You understand me? I may be the vessel that the mouth that the Holy Spirit used, but it ain't got nothing to do with me. It's all the Holy Spirit. It said he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall. He will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. See that? My God. So when you are, oh, my God. So when you are praying, it's kind of like when the scripture says, when we don't know what to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us. When moaning and groaning words cannot be uttered, the Holy Spirit intercedes. I promise you, and this is what I know. When we praying in the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit is, that's why, how you know, when you praying in the Spirit, man, things, I don't know about nobody else, but for me, man, when we go in the Holy Spirit, man, everything just, man, goes in. Like, honestly, some days I'd be like, man, I don't even, does not even talk English, like, for real. I mean, one time the Lord said, just do it, and I was talking to my kids in other languages, and my youngest one, she's a powerful interpreter. She's like, I know what you're saying. Like, seriously, like, I even talk to my granddaughter sometime in tongues, and she understands. I'm telling you, like, seriously, like, when you talk in your heavenly language, man, everything's open, because your heavenly language knows what to say. My God. That's why it's important. That's why Ephesians 6:18 lets us know, pray in the Spirit in all situations, in every situation. Pray in the Spirit always, forever, because your Holy Spirit knows how to intercede. Because what did Jesus let us know in John 14? He lets us know. Let's go back up there to one more time. Let's go back up there to it right quick. Okay. And John 16. He let us know that we can even pray, and when we pray, we don't even have to go to the Father anymore. He don't even have to go to the Father on our behalf because it's already done. My name, my God. See, he let it be known. It's already done. It's already completed. My God, it's already manifested. It's already done. My God, it's already coming to pass. It's already completed. It's already manifested. It's already done. You don't even have to worry about it. My God, it's manifested, because the simple fact is that you have already acted. My God, you have already went forth in it, and you have already went forth in it, and boom, there you go. My God, I'm telling you, it's just so amazing how he just began to allow us to come into connection and alignment to his word, that we begin to understand how to properly use Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It's just, words cannot even express. Hallelujah. He said, John 14:13, he said, in fact, whatever you ask in my name, I would do, so that the Father may be glorified by the Son. You see that? So whatever you ask in Jesus, the Father will be glorified by the Son, point blank, hands down. There's no ifs, ands, no buts about that. His name is going to be glorified because he have no choice but to do that, because that's who he is. He's going to allow his word to come forth. See, look what he said in John 16:26. He said, when that day comes, you will ask for what you want in my name. I'm telling you that I won't have to ask the Father for you. See that? Because you don't have to anymore, because now you got the hookup. You saying in Jesus. It don't even really matter, because you know how to properly use and dispense, disperse, and distribute his name in the kingdom, and it's all well for you. It's already done. John 14:26, the name of God Bible says, however, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. He will remind you of everything that I've ever told you. See that? Whatever it is, it will show you the way. It will teach you the way. It will direct you the way. It will lead you and guide you. My God. Colossians 4:3, Amplified says, and at the same time, pray for us also, that God may open a door to us for the word, the gospel, to proclaim the mystery concerning Christ the Messiah. You see that? God is letting us know he is unleashing and releasing his mysteries, revelations, and truth, that we can speak the divine mysteries of Christ, Christ Jesus, point blank. He's teaching us this mysteries, the revelation. See, it lets it be known that Apostle Paul let it be known. God has opened up the door for him to speak the word of gospel and proclaim the mystery concerning Christ, the Messiah. See, he's allowing them to do that. And even in that part, Apostle Paul was in prison, but yet God was giving him the revelation in prison, because he had channels open to obtain, to broadcast on different frequencies of God, so God can reveal to him who he is. My God. Acts 21:13 says, then Paul replied, why are you crying like this and breaking my heart? I'm ready not only to be tied up in Jerusalem, but also, I don't want to say that word, to transcend there for the sake of the Lord, the one who named Yahshua, Jesus. You see that? He letting it be known. For his name, Yahshua, Jesus, hey, I'll do it for Jesus. And that's it. I'm only going to ride for Jesus. I'm only riding and moving forward for Jesus, point blank, hands down. My God. This is what the Lord told Ananias about Saul before he baptized him and changed his name to Apostle Paul, Acts 9:15, Amplified. It says, but the Lord said to him, go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the descendants of Israel. You see that? You see that? Jesus told Ananias that Saul, which became Apostle Paul, will bear his name, Jesus, not in the name of Jesus or in the name of Jesus, but Jesus. Apostle Paul went through this and was for Jesus, not for in the name, but for his name, which means Jesus. If you say, okay, say my name, boom, you're not going to say in the name, you're going to say that person's name. My God. 1 Corinthians 2:7, Amplified says, but rather what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God, once hidden from the human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of his presence. You see that? You see that? The Lord is letting us know things that was once hidden, his hidden wisdom from the human understanding, is now being revealed to us by God. That this wisdom which God has devised and decreed before the ages of a glorification to lift us up into his glory, into his presence. This is letting us know that God already has the divine wisdom once hidden from us. We are set in order at the right moment, which is now, right now, to come forth and teach how to properly walk in his authority. This whole study was planned for his glory to be made manifest in our lives before the world even began. Okay? Before it even began. He already had orchestrated this before we were formed and thought about in our mothers and mothers' wombs. Lord, speak to us on tonight. He already had this design to teach us his wisdom, his hidden wisdom, so we can understand. Because it was hidden from the human understanding, but now he's bringing it back into the forefront. My God. 2 Corinthians 12:7, Amplified says, and to keep me from being puffed up and too much elated by the exceeding greatness, preeminence of these revelations. My God. There was given me a thorn, a splinter in the flesh, a messenger of the no name. You know, he said the word F, the no name's or name, to rat and buffet and harass me, to keep me from being exclusively exalted. See, Apostle Paul let it be known. I'm walking in exceeding greatness, the premonition of the revelations of God. Like people say premonition ain't nothing but a vision, the revelations, the divine order of God, the dreams. He was walking in the revelations of God. But as he was walking in that, the thorn in his flesh, the splinter in his flesh. Apostle Paul already let it be known, because of all these revelations, mysteries, divine encounters that he was obtaining from God's word, his Ruach spirit, is the reason why he was having many tests, trials, and challenges and tribulation. This verse right here is one of the main reasons why, I promise you, that it kept me going. It allowed me to never make any excuse to give up, to stop, to get mad, to be in my flesh if I'm rebuked, or be in my feelings or emotions when it comes to God, being in the kingdom or leader shifter. It's because of this. Because when you have, think about this. The things that we've been learning lately all this year, do you actually think it's going to be an easy fly, better ease moment, or it's going to be something so easy and so okay, it's cupcakes and rainbows, or it's apricots and dandelions? No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a test and a challenge because of this exceeding greatness of God's revelation. His mysteries, his divine encounters, his word, my God, his hidden word, his wisdom of God, his limitless understanding, his abundance of knowledge being revealed to us by God for this ages, for his glorification to lift us up in his glory. Oh, yeah. So that test, that trial you're going through, don't get mad, get glad. God leads all dominion into your life. G-L-A-D, God leads all dominion into your life. Don't even think about getting mad. Get glad. Get happy. Holler because you're chosen. Because when you are handcrafted and chosen by God to teach his people, there will be thorns in the flesh. You do not let it control, hinder, or block you. You move forward knowing all is well, and you are victorious no matter what. Hallelujah. This is why God allows us to obtain an abundance of revelation. Do you think all this information is for us? Oh, no, no, no. It is for God's children. In the kingdom of God, in the earth, in the universe, to hear all God has revealed to us. Therefore, we can help, uplift, motivate, inspire others to walk in their kingdom autonomy, which means freedom in God. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is there, what? There's liberty. Oh, my God, who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Hallelujah. One more scripture for tonight. Hallelujah. And it's so awesome. It's 10:10. 10:10 is the double portion of God's portals, hatchways, highways, floodgates, windows, doors of heaven, because it goes into Malachi 3, 8 through 12, hallelujah, when God said it, when we begin to give our tenth and we give our tithe, you open up the windows of heaven, portals don't have room enough to obtain and receive and take ownership of, hallelujah, that he's rebuking the devourer for our sake, hallelujah, my God. 1 Peter 4:11, Amplified says, whoever speaks, let him do it as one who utters oracles of God. Whoever renders service, let him do it as with the strength which God furnishes abundantly, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever, through endless ages, near man, so be it. Hallelujah. You see that? No matter what it looks like, sounds like, you got to know that you are chosen by God to speak prophetic utterance, the oracles of God. You got to know that you know that you know that God have chosen you as a divine demonstration of his kingdom. All apostles, all the prophets, all evangelists, all pastors, all teachers, all spiritual governors, all leadershipers, you are chosen by God to walk in the divine kingdom of his knowledge, of his word, of his dimensional supremacy, to walk in kingdom autonomy, kingdom power, kingdom authority, kingdom revelation, and to walk in his infinite prosperity over your life. Because it was his divine oath to us that anyone, James 1:5-7, just James 1, anyone lack wisdom, have him to ask. It was his divine order to shift us in our minds, to shift us in our hearts, to shift us in our spirits, to shift us in our psyche, our souls, our darling. To shift us as chosen instruments to walk in his kingdom power. Now that you know, use it tonight. Use it now. Oh, my God. I am abundant in Jesus. God has given me the ability to produce and obtain wealth in Jesus. God has given me the ability and power to lay hands on myself in Jesus, because I am the physician and I'm healing myself in Jesus. Come on now. God has allowed me to be a fisherman of men in Jesus. God has allowed me to be an advisor to many people in Jesus. God has allowed me to walk in his open decree, his manifestation of his covenant to his promises to his people in Jesus. Ah, rokababusia, rosia. God has allowed me to win in Jesus. Wisdom increases now in Jesus. Witty adventures now in Jesus. I'm walking in worship increases now in Jesus. God has allowed me to walk in his newness, his righteousness, and his holiness in Jesus. He's allowed me to walk in his meekness because I'm inheriting the earth in Jesus. I'm blessed, prosperous, to propel, to walk in all of his word, all of his promises in Jesus. The blessings is overtaking me and my family in Jesus. Wealth and riches are in my houses in Jesus, and it's righteous to do it to my life forever in Jesus. My soul is at ease in Jesus. Life and flesh is in the blood in Jesus. Come on now. Begin to just decree. I mean, just, man, it's a song by, you know, Kathy Jones, everybody go wild. Go wild. Go wild with saying everything in Jesus. Oh, my God. Declare the works of the Lord in Jesus. Lay hands on the sick in Jesus. Lay hands on your purse, your wallet, oh my God, your money, your bank account in Jesus. Prophesy to your children in Jesus. What did Ezekiel say in Ezekiel 37? Hear the voice of the sovereign Lord in Jesus. Come on now. Woo. Prophesy to everything that looked dry. Everything that looked like it's dead and asleep. Tell it to live. Leap in victory effectively in Jesus. Speak life to everything in your life in Jesus. Deposit God's newness in Jesus. Forget the former things. Forget the past. Forget the old stuff. God is doing a new thing in you. Now, do you perceive it in Jesus? Woo! I'm the Lord your God with everything that you do in Jesus. Give him everything that belongs to him in Jesus. Give him your first fruit in Jesus. You are extremely healthy, wealthy, and wise in Jesus. You're a construction owner in Jesus. You're constructing everything around you. And everything don't look like God is leaving out of your life and out of your house in Jesus. You cast out all demonic forces, satanic attacks, unscriptural prayers, and every spoken word curse that you spoke on your own life in Jesus. Everything in your mind that's scattered, decluttered, is cluttered out now and cast out and sent to the dry places in Jesus. My God. Propel to the new heights in God in Jesus. Know that you're chosen by God to walk in great things in Jesus. Know that God has given you everything that you need, desire is already inside of you. For the foundation of the world even began in you in Jesus. Because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God, and it's with you, it's in you in Jesus. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. See that? Through Christ Jesus. See that? Not in the name of Jesus. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Come on now. Revelation. Come on now. Woo. Touch yourself and say, I am obtaining the deposits, and that's a guaranteed thing. I'm walking in the advances of the kingdom plans of God. I'm walking in the capital of God. I'm walking in the newness of God. I'm walking in the government as a government agent of God in Jesus. I'm a kingdom agent. My God, a kingdom representative of God in Jesus. I'm walking in declaration, proclamations, prophecies, decrees and declares in Jesus. And I'm walking in his winfinity anointing in Jesus. And the realms and the kingdom of God is my lifestyle in Jesus. I'm decreasing 100% of myself out and increase 100% of the Holy Spirit in me in Jesus. That's his word said because it's written. It's a time and moment for you to move on my behalf, oh God, because it's written in Jesus. Come on now, just begin to go wild with it and begin to declare over your life on today. And I promise you, anything you do over 30 days, no matter if it's good or bad, whatever, you shall see the manifestations of it. So begin to speak life according to Deuteronomy. My God, let us know one. Time and want for the Lord to move on your behalf. According to Proverbs 18:21, life is in the power of your tongue and death too. But you're going to speak life this day. I'm speaking life over my life in Jesus. Life comes out of the power of my tongue in Jesus. Proverbs 15:23, you have joy by the words that come out of your mouth. And a timely, momently word, oh, how good it is in Jesus. My God. Proverbs 14:1, A wise woman, a wise individual, build up their house. A foolish one tears it down with their own hands. But I'm building up my house now in Jesus. Come on now. Oh, my God. Me and my house. Me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord in Jesus. Hallelujah. Walk in your limitless understanding. Walk in your limitless kingdom anointing. You are a kingdom ambassador of Christ in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus, we glorify your name. We thank you, O God, for your dimensional kingdom information that you have given us on tonight, O God. We thank you for all of your kingdom information. We thank you for the purpose that you allow us to minister to your people, of your marvels, your miracles, your signs, your wonders, your manifestation, for your children to walk in their purposes that is going to be performing you through you in Jesus. We thank you that they're walking in the kingdom and embracing the power of the purpose, because the kingdom of God is inside of every last person to listen to the sound of our voice. We decree and declare, God, that they manifest your promise, your plans, your prophecies here on earth in Jesus. And that they begin to understand that everything is fulfilled already, because it's already coming, it's already here in Jesus, because you've written it. Oh, God, we thank you that the many plans are in their minds, but, Lord, you purpose for them to stand upon your plan in Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, for being the greatest thing that ever existed in our lives. Thank you for being our biggest fan, our greatest support, our greatest help, our biggest promoter, our admirer, our booster, our friend, our spokesperson, our campaigner, our proposer. Oh, God, our councilman. I speak our best advocate according to what we just read. Hallelujah. In Jesus, we thank you so much. We love you so much. We glorify your name so much. We thank you so much. We're speaking to everything, God. We're speaking to the air, the winds, the universe, the kingdom, oh, God, the heavens. We speak in everything, walking in our supersonic anointing, oh, God, walking at a velocity, God, speak, knowing that we're walking in your divine anointing, your divine truth. Yeah, we thank you for your supernatural power. We thank you for your limited power. Oh, God, we thank you for your limited peace, your limited purpose, oh, God. We thank you for your perfection of your excellence, restoration, restorer, oh, God, to our spirits. We thank you, oh, God, that you're rehabbing us, oh, God, rehabilitating us, oh, God, to allow us to go higher. Oh, God, everything that needs to be resurrected, we speak to it. Resurrect and live in Jesus. Thank you for the new lifestyle. We thank you for the outstanding abilities in the universe of the realms of the heavens. We thank you for your indomitable faith that's upon everybody's life that listens to the sound of our voice, oh God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you that we hear your voice clear, oh God. And we thank you for the altitude that's taking us up to a different temperature. We thank you for, oh God, we thank you for the kingdom climates. We thank you for the horizons that's shifting right now. We thank you for the troposphere that's unleashing a divine order in our spirits, oh God, right now. Hey, Yarobu Sianda, in Jesus. We thank you that we're walking in exceedingly abundantly above all we can act, dare, think, or imagine according to the power, the Holy Spirit, the dynamism that works in us in Jesus. And we thank you this happened expeditiously. We think it has happened at velocity, God speed, oh God. We are God-made millionaires. Yes, we are in Jesus. We are God-made healionaires. We're healing healionaires in Jesus. We're God-made anointed heirs in Jesus. We thank you, God. We cast out all religion and tradition. We cast out all old ways, generational cliche, generational curses. We cast out all the old ways of doing things. We cast out all Pharisees, scribes, Sadducees, and Sanhedrin spirit now in Jesus. We send it to the dry places. We command the blood of Jesus over it now. No weapon formed against our anointing shall prosper. No weapon formed against us moving forward shall prosper in Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the Holy Spirit bringing back all things into our remembrance. We love you. And we glorify your name. And not one word, one syllable, one alphabet shall fall to the ground. And it is done. Because we're shifting in our new kingdom power and our new kingdom glory in Jesus. And it is completed. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorify his name on tonight. Lift up his name on tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing back from you, you and you. I'm definitely going to put up a discussion forum in our library on tomorrow so we all can talk about this. This is going to be awesome. Remember, you can, my God, listen to this anytime you want to. Definitely go back and take notes. If some of you need some of those scriptures, let me know. I will inbox it to you. I will put it up in, matter of fact, I'll put it up in where we're going to start the forum at discussion column. I just love you all to the heavens and beyond, and I promise you I am going to sleep well on tonight. Hallelujah. This is the last biblical principles and expressions of God's study this year, and it is one of the best. Hallelujah. I think it's the best teachings that God allow us to do, and it is transforming our lives, transfiguring us into the next place in Him. Love you all. Bless you all. Sleep well on tonight. I know you didn't just have fun with it. I mean, go in with it. I mean, just everything you ever prayed in your life, just go back and just change it in Jesus. In Jesus' name, man. In Jesus' name, man. Just go in. Just seriously. But remember, you have the Kingdom Majestic book to write down everything in your journal. In your journal, in Jesus. And just begin to just go in. You all be blessed. Love you to the heavens and beyond. Sleep well on tonight. And may you all have a trifectally blessed the heavens. Has released and unleashed a transfer completed into our lives. Hallelujah in Jesus. What do we say when we get out the air? Agape! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.